You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Episode 98 of the Igniting Souls podcast, how to create raving fans that love you and your brand. Isn't that something that you would just be thrilled for? I know most people would. Most people that I rub shoulders with, that I interface with online or in person, they say, oh, wow, if I could just have fans that love me and my brand. They don't say it like that. Nobody says it like that. If you did, they'd think you're a little bit weird. But they leak out hints about that, like, oh, you know, when I launch my product or my service, I really want people to, quote, buy into it, or I really would like people to retweet or like or share what I'm doing or post reviews on it. These are all signs that basically get at the heart of it, which is I wish people would pay attention to me. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, you might say, Carrie, why are you qualified to even talk about this? It sounds weird. It sounds, I don't know, out of the norm. I don't really know any other person who's done a podcast on this topic. I'm not surprised. Why? Because, look, a lot of podcasts don't really hit you right between the eyes that say, I know what you need, and this is what you need. And the reality is a lot of people, at the end of the day, that is what they need. You have a product, a service, a message, or an idea, and you would love to have a group of people charged up, passionate about you, and passionate about getting the word out. And that is the topic of today. If that strikes a chord with you, you are in the right spot. You might say, Carrie, why are you qualified to talk about this topic, right? That's what I would ask. I like results, and I like people who say, not only, hey, here's how to do something, but here's what it's done. Here's what the method, the process, the steps, the formula, the framework has done. Well, if you want proof, the proof is what happened 8 days ago. We launched Elixir Project. Thank you. Thank you for your support. It was unbelievable. People came up to me on December 6th and said, wow, is this what you thought it would be? And the answer was, yes, it is. See, these days, everything I do is built around a paradigm. It's called the Elixir Project paradigm, and it actually helps you come up with an idea, then implement that idea. It's that simple. It is a idea implementation framework. That's how we got on Hollywood launches Day Job to Dream Job back in 2014. That's how we started Author Academy Elite in 2014. That's how we launched Elixir Project in 2016. There's nothing more that I would rather have you understand how to do. Imagine this. Imagine if you also could come up with an idea and then implement that idea. Wouldn't that be cool? Well, today's Wednesday, tomorrow, if you are listening to this now, you need to text unhackability. It's real easy. Unhack, H-A-C-K, ability, A-B-I-L-I-T-Y. Text unhackability to 33444. Why? Because you're going to love this podcast today, and I'm going to give you a really cool formula for getting people to love you and your brand. But also, for the first time ever, we are doing a brand spanking new free webinar built around this concept of the Elixir Project paradigm. I am going to show you how to become unhackable in work and life. It comes with a free guidebook. It's a free webinar. We have hundreds and hundreds of people who've already grabbed their seat. We have just a few seats left, literally. And if you want in, even if you can't be on live, this is the first time I've ever shared this publicly in a webinar. You need to grab it. This is what the fiction book Elixir Project is built around. It's built around fact, which gets into idea, focus, and flow. And so if there's any idea that you've ever had, large or small, long time ago or just today, if you want to implement that idea and stop getting hacked by the world that takes you off course, that sidelines you and sabotages you, you need to text 33444. So that's 33444 with the words unhackability. And then you will get an email that says, hey, here's how you get in. And I'm telling you, even if you can't be on live, you will absolutely love the recording. We'll put it up for 3 days. That's it. I just tried texting that number, and here's what happens. When you text that number, it asks for your email. When you give it your email, it gives you, absolutely free, the unhackability assessment. Now, you might say, what does that mean, Carrie? It will show you in 30 simple questions that you answer confidentially. It will show you, I mean, this has taken us 2 years to produce this research. It will show you key areas where you're getting hacked. So check that out. Text unhackability, unhackability, to 33444. What happens then is it says, hey, what's your email? You put in your email and then you get the unhackability assessment, absolutely free. At the very end of the assessment, it will give you your customized score based on one of 64 unhackability profiles. So in all of our data, all of our research, we basically have identified 64 different unique profiles, hackability profiles. It's going to give you yours, and then it's going to say, hey, if you want more on this topic, that's going to help you, here's the webinar. And that webinar is literally live tomorrow, December 15th. Cannot wait. So excited. All right, let's jump right in to the extra content, which is how to get fans to love you and your brand. Again, quick data. We broke a world record. This works. We had 7,500 views. We had 180 events in over 150 cities on 6 continents. I'm telling you, this works. People say, how did you do that? How did you, on day one of your book release, have 130 mainly 5-star reviews on Amazon? This is how you do it. So if you want this, listen up. Now, let me give you an example. If you want people to love you and your brand, you have to serve people. There is no way around it. These days, if you make visibility your goal, you've lost. There's people out there that do this. I don't know. Should I even pick names? Kanye West. I don't know. Sure. Whatever. There's people out there that say, I want eyeballs. I want to be visible. I want attention. And so then they go and they try to get it in some very weird and wild ways. I mean, I could just start going through the list. We could talk about celebrities a few years ago who got caught shoplifting. Why? They don't need money. You know, they don't need the stuff that they were stealing. They want attention. It satisfies a deep hunger that they have. And sure, you can get attention, you can get eyeballs for some pretty weird and wacky things. Just make a podcast all about whatever. you know, your sex life or something, you will probably get attention. My question is, do you want that type of attention? Mainly in the coaching, thought leadership, content creation space, the answer is no. The answer is no, that you want legitimate attention that helps people buy into you and your brand. That is a different question, my friend. So yeah, if you want to hack the system, meaning you want to, you know, rush to the front of the line and get some crazy attention in some crazy ways, yeah, absolutely. You ever see a sports game with a streaker? Someone who just, you know, rips off their clothes, runs across the field, they'll get attention and they'll get carried away to jail. That's not the attention I'm talking about. The illegal attention, the attention that people like look the other way and say, what is that freak doing? Or let's not even put them on the TV broadcast that actually look away with the cameras so as not to perpetuate this type of sabotaged attention. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about like the world record book launch that we did, like the Elixir Project book release, things that actually work, like the sellout crowd at Igniting Souls Conference. That is much different. That's legitimate attention. That's legitimate fans that love you and your brand, not me. I'm not saying, oh, this is how everyone loves Carrie. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is if you honestly want attention and eyeballs, you need to make value your goal, not visibility. I cannot say that enough. Value must be your goal, not visibility. Visibility is the byproduct of value. Never twist those two things or get them in the wrong order. So I shot a quick video on that the other day. If you ever want videos, go to Carrie Oberbrunner author page. I do these often. You are missing out if you are not getting these. These are short little coaching bursts, absolutely free. Just go to Carrie Oberbrunner, the author page, and literally click video. And when you do, you will scroll down and you will see all kinds of videos that are dedicated to help and support you, like the one from just the other day, a minute and 30 seconds that says how to get more people to follow you, right? How to get more people to follow you online. Boom. You know, lots of people viewed it, lots of people liked it, lots of people shared it. Why? Because it says exactly what I'm sharing with you today, which is don't make visibility your goal, make value your goal. Does this mean you can't ever have fun? No, entertainment is value. See, this is what's so cool about this process. You can make this basically fit into whatever brand you have. If entertainment's your value, great. You know, if that's your brand, fantastic. This works. If education is your value that you're giving, fantastic. If hope, if inspiration, this is why the branding part of it is so huge. What is your brand? Because if I jump on one day and I'm like, well, today education is my value. And the next day, well, today's entertainment is my value. I will confuse my audience. You know, if I become the immediate jokester comedian one day and then I switch and make platform building the goal and then I switch and then I make, you know, raw food cooking my goal. Yes, clarity attracts, confusion repels. So you need a clear brand. This is where I got to give a shout out to Rob and Nicole Plaster, who took my advice a few months ago and created their own video channel, if you will, where they basically gave their audience back in the US, which most are there, although they live in France, they began to give this very clear value add, which was, let's peek into the life of someone living in France. And it was fantastic. It was variety. It was this extra view on what's happening on the other side of the world. And they built many, many followers. This is an example of another client of mine, Mary Valoni, in fundraising, whose book Fundraising Freedom is coming out very soon in January. I'm just going to hit a few clients right now. Why? Because they're rock stars. I don't want you guys to think this is theory. These are people who are doing it. So what did Mary do? She created, again, videos. She took my advice, she created videos, and she gives little tips on fundraising and how to do it the right way. And she gets lots of views and has built a very significant following as a result. Linda Outka, her book launch was coming up. What did she do? She took her branding, which was conflict resolution, her book Pebbles in My Shoe, and she began to create videos around it that were on brand, on topic, and created value. Every single one of these people, their aim was to create value. And what did they end up creating? Visibility. That is how it works in this world that we now live in. If you just want visibility, people will come to the show and they'll leave. If you want longtime clients, friends, fans, followers that love you and your brand, clarity attracts, confusion repels, but you need to aim at value. Then visibility is the byproduct. You might say, okay, what else? Give me some else. Not give me some else. Give me some other examples, Carrie. Give me some other principles of this. Fantastic. Serving. These are basic things that I've taught, but again, the best things in the world are repetition. You might say, well, Carrie, I want something else. Have you done what I'm teaching yet? See, look, yesterday, what did I do? Yesterday I was, I don't know, doing stuff, right? Getting ready for the crazy cool webinar on Thursday. Again, text unhackability to 33444 so you don't miss out. But 15 hours ago, I just went to my Facebook. It shows up, and I got a great. I'm just going to go through the list here and share what happened the last couple days, so that you see what works. Here's just a few of my most recent posts. This is on my personal wall, and you tell me if this thing worked. You tell me what people said. So here we go. 15 hours ago, I put, "If you're still breathing, you're not defeated. Don't give up." Now, 84 people liked that. 5 people shared it. And listen to what people said. "I needed this. Thank you, Carrie. Good word. Perfect timing. Thank you." "Thank you," Stuart Lamont from Australia says. "Thank you," Tracy Ward says. Greg Gerber says, "I feel like a beat dog this week. Thanks, Carrie." Sunil from the UK came to our Igniting Souls conference all the way from the UK. He says, "I needed to hear that. Thank you." You tell me if this struck a chord. You tell me if these people are thankful. They are. Because I said, I'm not going to talk about me. I'm not going to promote me. I'm not going to get people to try to pay attention to me. I'm not going to get people to try to focus on what I'm doing. Instead, I say, if you are still breathing, you are not defeated. Don't give up. Now, you might say, Carrie, how do you come up with these nice little slogans, these nice little phrases? I do it for me too. That's the little code word. Do not miss this. This is so important. Why did I write that? For me too. I need to remind myself, Carrie, you're still breathing. Carrie, you're not defeated. Carrie, don't give up. See, that's what's funny. You need to serve that inner critic, that inner person who wants to give up in you too. While you are encouraging everybody else and the rest of the world, you're also fortifying your own faith. So yesterday afternoon, the snow was beautiful. It was fantastic. I looked outside. I thought, wow, this is beautiful. And I thought, you know what? There are times where I feel like giving up, just like everybody else. And there are times that I feel like throwing in the towel. And you know what? The fact that I'm still breathing right now, that means I'm not defeated. That means I'm not going to give up. And I thought about that. And I said, you know what? That word would probably encourage people. Is it on brand? Yes. Is it clear? Yes. Does it serve my audience? Yes. Ooh, that's good. That's good. The three checklist. Let's say that again. Let's break it down, actually. B, C, S. B, C, S. Right? Is it on brand? Yes. Is it clear? Yes. Does it serve my audience? Yes. Boom. That's it. That is a post worthy statement. That when you are on brand, you are clear, and you are serving your audience, that is a valuable, valuable post. Now, this is what I do all the time. I jump on and I say, look, rather than just buy my book, listen to me, buy my stuff, hire me. That's what so many people are doing out there, and it's killing their brand. People are like, why? I don't want to get sold when I jump on social media. So what did I do? What's another example of this? Here's one. Again, I'm all about trying things. I'm all about risking. I'm all about taking action and steps. Why? Because I don't mind being the guinea pig for you, right? I don't mind going out there to bat and saying, hey guys, I am going to take a big swing, and if I mess up, I'm going to strike out, but if I hit it, it's going to be a grand slam. And watch me, and if it works, here's what you should do, and if it doesn't, let's learn together. That is an approach that I take online all the time. So here's one that I did, and I said, you know what? I went online, and there's a big picture on my Facebook page that says, thank you. And then it says, many of you told me you purchased copies of Elixir Project. True. I put the link there too, right? I'm not an idiot. I put a link there. I know some people bought it and some people didn't yet. So I put a link there. You got to be smart. You know, you don't want to be so, what's the word? I don't know. So, I don't even know what the word is. You got to be out there with your brand too. This is how you build long-term impact. If I hide the link to my book and nobody buys it, that doesn't serve them either. I mean, gee, I spent 2 years writing this thing. Do I want people to get it? Yes. Is there a way to get people to get it? Yes. Is there a wrong way? Yes. Most people are just like, hey, my book's out. Click. No, here's what I said. Many of you said that you purchased copies of Elixir Project. By the way, there's the link, bit.ly link, shortens it, right? You can get any shortener of your link. You don't want to put five lines. People won't read it. So many of you said you purchased copies of Elixir Project link for families and friends for this holiday season. By the way, thank you. Others said they were thinking ahead and got them in advance for birthdays, graduations, etc. later in 2017. I wanted to do something extra special, and so I recorded a message from me, the author, congratulating them on their special day. These videos can be sent to family and friends along with the book. I think it's a unique way to make them feel even more loved. I filmed it in a way that makes you the hero too. Enjoy. And then as I said it, it's got bit.ly Elixir Christmas gift. I love you, graduation, Valentine, just because, thank you, and birthday. So different categories, 8 different categories. I don't know how long it took me to film this. Maybe 20 minutes, right? Because I did 8 of them. And then I had to, you know, shorten the links and stuff like that. So there was a little bit of, quote, manual labor. Let's just say it was an hour worth. Was it worth it? Let's go to the post and see how people responded and what they said. So it says, Judy Howard, very nice, always adding value, thank you. Mary says, this is awesome. My sister-in-law is going to love this when I give her book on Christmas morning. Bombadil says, this is brilliant. My daughter will love this. Thank you. Deborah says, "You never cease to amaze me. How do you find time to do this?" Tanisha, "This is a very good idea, great value." Marilyn, "Thanks, Carrie. Makes my gift even more special." And then one of them, Terry, by the way, thank you, Terry. Terry says, now, no guy said anything. I don't know. Maybe they missed it. Maybe they don't care. I don't know. I don't worry about it. I just keep rolling. You got to keep rolling. Terry said, thank you. I just ordered 6 more copies. Oh, yeah. Scott said thank you. So Scott Eckelberg, big shout out to you, man. Awesome. Bringing in the guy right there. Here's the point. People liked it and it worked. It worked. Now, what worked? Let's talk about what worked. Did selling copies work? Well, that was the byproduct, and some people make that the focus. I don't. It worked. What does it worked mean? It created value. People said, "You're telling me I buy this book for my friend for Valentine's Day, Christmas, birthday, thank you gift, just because, whatever." By the way, these links are going to be there forever. I'm putting them in the show notes for you so you can see what the video was like. I didn't say, hey, you know, da 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 da. I made this where the gift giver was the hero. Very, very important. I don't make me the hero. I make it so the gift giver is the hero. I say, hey, your friend, you know, the person who gave you this book asked me to make you a quick video. They wanted your day, your graduation day, to be even more special. And because they think the world of you, I took time out of my busy day to say, you know what? Happy graduation. Congratulations. You did an amazing accomplishment, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you love this day, and I hope you love this book. It's all about a near future fiction thriller. I hope you find it awesome. It's a wild ride about where the world could be heading, but most of all, enjoy your special graduation day. Thanks. Carrie Oberbrunner, author of Elixir Project, and my passion is igniting souls. We'll talk to you soon. That's it. Again, in and out, a 1-minute video tailored for 8 different categories, and people are loving this. Now, I've thought about that idea. I thought, what would I want? What would I want if I went out on a limb and bought a book for somebody and I wanted them to feel extra special and more valuable? What would be cool? A video from the author. That's it. Again, when I go online, I say, what will add value? If I want visibility, what's going to add value? That's what you need to do. So I'm going to go on my Facebook wall. This is fun. I'm just giving you little examples. Another one was C.S. Lewis quote, "If we find ourselves with a desire that nothing in this world can satisfy, the most probable explanation is that we were made for another world." Boom. Quote with a picture, 5 shares. Sean Washburn says, one of my favorites, "Lewis had a way of shifting our perspective back to the truth." 45 likes. Awesome. Another one about multitasking. This one I actually put a link to the Unhackability webinar coming up. But I say multitasking is a myth. And then I give a short little bit. I don't say, hey, join my webinar. Hey, Thursday, I'm going to do this. No, I say, here's something that will blow your mind. Multitasking is a myth. The brain can only do one cognitive activity at a time. Boom, 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 boom. Here, according to Forbes, doing more than one task with electronic media causes you a greater decrease in IQ than smoking pot, marijuana. Most people multitask their day away. When we get hacked. Our best ideas get sidelined and sabotaged. On Thursday, I'll show you a proven path to become unhackable in work and life. Link, multiple shares, tons of likes, people, found value in it. Here's another one. Want more people to buy into you? Clarity attracts, confusion repels. Spot on. Doesn't get any clearer than that. 45 likes. Now, here's another one. This one I took a little risk with, all right? It blew up. I know people who are sponsoring videos of themselves, paying money, and they're getting like 500 views. This one gets 2,200 views and growing from 3 days ago. And all I said was, toys that spy on us. Now, I shared it from my Carry author page where I did talk a little bit more. In that post, I said, in this one-minute video, see, notice I say one-minute video. People do not want to waste their time. So in this one-minute video, watch how our new toys report back to Command Central with everything we're doing. This video was uploaded on December 5th, the day before Elixir Project was released. Looks like my new book isn't just fiction after all. Elixir Project reveals much more about the new world that awaits us and is now available on Amazon and worldwide. Link. That thing got so many shares. Why? Because everyone's like, oh my gosh, are you getting this for Christmas? This toy that now spies on you and reports back to the company about what your family's doing and then tries to sell you more stuff. People felt like it was the watchdog video, the 58 shares. Oh my, I didn't even know that. 58 shares from this video. Was it on brand? Yes, right? BCS, was it clear? Yes. Did it serve? Yes. And 58 people shared this. Took me a little bit of research to find the video, not tons. And people commented, scary, this is incredible. Your book is right on target. I love that God placed in your mind. The creativity to write this book is knowing that it would be released at the exact time our world was starting to recognize hackability. It should be encouragement for all of us to get our book out there. Who knows? God does. How timely our book will be for somebody. Donna says, bad enough spying is done through electronics and appliances, now through our children's toy. It will record whatever is going on in the home. This thing got so much attention. Not because I said, hey, everybody, check out my book. That's lame marketing. That is just lame, lazy marketing. If you're doing that, shame on you. Not because you're not cool, but because it's easy. The fact that I had to go find a video, the fact that I had to go write two paragraphs, I have direct book sales for Elixir Project because people are saying, his book talks about how one day we're going to be spied on through simple things like rings and toys. Yes. That is how you get people to love you and your brand. Seek value, not visibility. Create stuff that is BCS, on brand, it's clear, and it serves. That is the secret sauce. Now, do I want you to go get Elixir Project? Absolutely. So I can line my pockets? Come on now, folks. Come on now. I said folks, not friend, because I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the other person listening to this podcast. Look, you're going to get haters. You're going to get people who say, oh, I know what he's really doing. He's trying to, you know, sell books, da 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 da. That's why he created these videos. Look, people are going to judge your motives all day long. Don't play the motive game. Don't play the motive game. If you wait till your motives are 100% refined, perfect, never anything other than whatever, you're never going to do anything. You might as well die. Seriously, you might as well just give up this thing called life. Because I'm telling you, anytime you do anything, people are going to judge. You could give away $10 million to a charity as an anonymous giver and someone will say, well, why wasn't it 10.5? You're always going to have haters. Don't play to that. Speak to the light. Don't debate with the darkness. I like that. Don't debate with the darkness. Speak to the light. You are Brandon. You are worth it. My name is Cary Oberbrunner. My passion is igniting souls, your soul. I want you to thrive. I want you to have a brand that people love. I want you to have friends, fans, followers, and family that love you. Don't seek to be visible. Seek to be valuable. Ooh, I like that. Don't seek to be visible. Seek to be valuable. I'm writing that one down. I'm telling you, that's why we do this podcast. I'm going to pause it right now and write that thing down. All right, I did write it down. That's going to be one of my new ones. Seriously, just like clarity attracts, confusion repels, just like show up, filled up, don't seek to be visible, seek to be valuable. That's it. You heard it here first. I love it. Why? Because I need it. Why do you think I create all this stuff? Because I need it just as much as you. I'm a student. You're a student. I'm a teacher. You're a teacher. That's how we're helping each other together. And do not miss tomorrow. Do not miss this special How to Become Unhackable in Work and Life. Text unhackability to 33444. Even if you're catching this late, 2 weeks from now, a month from now, I don't know. Still text it. You'll get the assessment. Who knows? We might have another one. But if you want it first, if you want it fresh, if you want to get an edge on everybody else, join me tomorrow. And if it's gift buying time and you need something to give, get Elixir Project. This is a crazy fun fiction ride, but it also talks about fact, the near future that we are just stepping into. And if you want to be on the cutting edge and know what's going on, not only will you get an entertaining ride through the book, but you will get a massive education about what is just around the corner. You thought The Matrix was crazy. You thought Inception was crazy. Some people are saying this is like Blade Runner. I don't even know all this stuff. But anyways, here's the point. I did massive research so I would be able to authentically say this will happen very, very soon. And if you know the future, you can adjust it in the present and really capitalize on increasing your influence, your impact, and your income. This is Cary Oberbrunner. I have a blast with you. Thank you for listening. I do not take that for granted at all. I got a hater this week. I'll be honest. I got a hater from somebody on a podcast review. I don't know. I don't go to the iTunes often. I'm going to go there right now. Anyway, on iTunes, we got a lot of love. I think, okay, so we got 82 pretty much five-star reviews. Thank you, thank you. It's funny, by the way. Nobody wants reviews for their podcast until they have a podcast. Nobody wants reviews for their book until they have a book. I see this all the time with my clients. I tell clients, it is so important to review people's book. It's so important to review people's podcast. Yada, yada, yada. They just listen, they listen, they listen. Then they come out with their book. This just happened this week in the Igniting Souls Tribe. Somebody was like, I have a confession. I never cared about reviewing people's book till my book came out. And then I'm looking at one or two stars and nobody's reviewing it. And then I realized, duh, why didn't I review people's book? If you want people to just rush to serve you, serve them. Why did we get 130 reviews on day one? Because I review people's books. All of my clients, I rush to be the first in line. And they come out with a book and I literally rush and beat down the doors to say, let me be first in line and let me review your book. Because I care about them. I love them. I love my clients. Love them to death. Love everybody in the Igniting Souls tribe. All those people who've said and raised their hand, Cary, I want to have 24/7 access to you in the private Facebook group. And more importantly than you, Cary, the rest of the people. See, that's the beauty of it. People in our tribe are networking, they're collaborating, they're doing partnerships. They're becoming co-speakers at conferences together because it's a family. And the way that you get in the Igniting Souls Tribe private Facebook group is to be a client. And it's not that crazy. I mean, it is a lifetime membership process that's fantastic. Join one of our small little courses and you're in for life. And the amount of connection that you will have with people globally is off the wall. It's off the wall. Now, where was I going with that? Oh, I don't even know. The podcast. So anyway, we got a one-star review and somebody said, I love this review. They said, you lost me. You lost me. And then they said, I'm quitting the podcast. I'm done because you lost me. That's okay. Am I sad to see someone go? Yes and no. I'd rather this person be clear and say, he lost me. I'm done. Great. He now knows that he's leaving. I don't like people who just sit around, talk. You're either in or out. So if you're in, go over to the iTunes, take 60 seconds, and we are going to be on episode 100 in two more. It would be awesome. Don't wait for somebody else. It would be awesome to have 100 reviews by episode 100. That would be pretty sweet. I know thousands listen to this podcast. Don't wait for somebody else to go review it. Go do it. All right. Well, just have a blessed week, a blessed day. Make it that way. It's up to you to make it that way. You cannot wait for life to happen to you. You need to happen to life. I'm going to go record a special little valuable video for somebody, upload this thing, and then I am going to meet Chet and the guys, and we are going to crush it and hit some major acute pain with a morning workout. And I've been going to bed earlier at night, and I've been getting up earlier. I'll let you know how that's rolling. It's just the rhythm I'm in right now, just based on some things. I'm kind of tucking the kids in bed, maybe staying up a little bit longer, chatting with Kelly, and then going to bed myself, and then not even trying to get up early, but it's happening. And it's all good. It's all good. By the way, thank you for the plaque. Just speaking about the tribe, I just said it's all good. It reminded me. They gave me a plaque that is beautiful. It's carved out of wood, like legitimate tree. You know, the bark and everything's still there. Terry Stafford, I got to give a shout out to him. Terry Stafford had his brother, Wayne, I believe. In fact, I'm going to get their names exactly because names are really important. And they handed me this at the global release. And it was so kind. And I was just David Smith and Wayne Stafford out of Kentucky. And they carved this thing. And it's beautiful. And I'm going to hang it. I got to get my, I don't even know what you call it, a hook. All right, shows how much I know about this stuff. I got to get a hook and put that on and put it on the office wall. And I'm going to look at it all the time. But at the bottom, it says, it's all good. It's all good. Because I do say that a lot. Why? Because life happens. Life happens and surprises happen. And you have two choices. You can either cuss and curse and swear up a storm. Or you can say, it's all good and move on. And I'm going to do an episode about that. I'm writing that down. I'm going to do an episode called It's All Good, and I'm going to teach you why I say that, and I think it will really shape, because it's not just saying that. It actually deals with something related to the Navy SEALs. We'll talk about that in a future episode. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. I believe in you, and I want you to have raving fans that love you and your brand, and if you apply what I teach you in this episode, you will. Talk to you next time. And hopefully, I'll see you on the Becoming Unhackable podcast.